Good morning. A persistent northwest wind flow has continued to push flurries and snow showers through parts of the area, especially the Adirondacks, the Mohawk Valley, and western Catskills. That band of lake effect snow off of Lake Ontario is shifting now and will start to diminish as a weak disturbance passes through the Great Lakes and disrupts that northwesterly wind flow. So still some flurries and snow showers around, although very little in the way of accumulation today. Temperatures, meanwhile, will struggle and only reach the upper 30s to around 40 in valley locations and stay in the 30s across the higher terrain with a mix of sun and clouds. Skies will be mostly cloudy tonight and lows back into the 20s as another system currently in the deep south works its way toward the mid-Atlantic coast. The storm system will track far enough south that most of interior New York and New England will be dry. However, some light snow could reach into the lower Hudson Valley and southernmost New England during the morning hours tomorrow and coat the ground with a couple of inches of snow. The rest of the region will have partly to mostly cloudy skies and highs making it into the middle and upper 30s. A series of weak disturbances will follow this storm as it tracks off the eastern seaboard. These disturbances will pass through rather quickly in that westerly jet stream flow, leaving us with a few flurries and snow showers for both Wednesday and Thursday, reinforcing the cooler air with highs in the mid-30s, a dry day on Friday in the mid-30s before another system heads our way to start the weekend with the chance of rain and snow showers for Saturday and Sunday, and highs pushing into the upper 30s and lower 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for parts of eastern Texas, northern, central, and western Louisiana, far southern Arkansas, and southwestern and west central Mississippi. Moisture from the Gulf of Mexico will feed into a developing disturbance currently diving into the plains. Showers and thunderstorms will develop in the lower Mississippi Valley and adjacent areas of eastern Oklahoma and eastern Texas throughout the day today and tonight. A few thunderstorms could become severe, producing damaging winds, hail, and an isolated tornado, mainly very late this afternoon and this evening. Meanwhile, the same storm, in its formative stages, will produce 1 to 3 to as much as locally 5 inches of snow across northern Nebraska, where winter weather advisories have been issued today. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Grand Canyon National Park, Arizona, at 5:54 p.m. yesterday. The last report of hail was at Belmont Perth Airport in Australia at 5:12 a.m. on Saturday. There were no daily record highs across the U.S. yesterday and also no daily record lows. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility, light snow and fog, 5 degrees above zero with a west-northwest wind at 52 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 36 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 34 degrees, the dew point 23, 64% relative humidity, a southwest wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.93 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at Imperial, California, to a low of 4 at Alamosa, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy in the upper 40s, Boston sunny and breezy in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 35 degrees, the low 27, the average temperature 31, that's 5 degrees below normal. A trace of precipitation yesterday in the form of snow, still 1/10 of an inch of snow for the month and 1/10 for the season. There were 34 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 642, and 1,128 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 44 degrees, the average low, 29. The record high, 67, set in 1979, and the record low, 11 below zero in 1938. Sunrise this morning is at 7:01 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:24 p.m., 9 hours and 23 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy with flurries and snow showers today and highs in the mid to upper 30s, though closer to 30 in the mountains. Partly cloudy tonight with a few snow showers and lows in the mid 20s. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-40s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid-20s to around 30. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with flurries and snow showers today, an inch or two possible in localized areas with highs in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a few snow showers and lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy today with a few flurries and highs in the upper 30s to around 40. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, continued cold, chance of light snow in the lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England, with a couple of inches possible in localized areas, highs in the middle to upper 30s. A few flurries and snow showers Wednesday and Thursday, otherwise mostly cloudy and cold, middle 30s, a mix of sun and clouds Friday in the mid-30s, and a chance of rain and snow showers on Saturday and Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.